Good morning, everybody. You are currently listening to A Tall Girls podcast hosted by a tall girl named India. I hope everyone who is listening today is doing super, super fantastic. Before I get into this episode, I do just want to remind you guys to follow me on my socials at A Tall Girls podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest so that you can stay up to date on all of the latest podcast episodes and see what I'm up to on a day-to-day basis. The link for that will be in the description, and underneath that link, you'll see a link to leave me a review. Make sure you do that and let me know how tall you are. So, we are currently entering final season. Y'all already know what that means. This time, last year. Well, not exactly this time. Wait, no, last semester. Final season last semester, yes, was a horrendous time. I was literally trying to record a podcast episode the day that I had a final, and it was a finance final. I really could have used that time to study, but you know what? This podcast is important, so we gotta do what we gotta do. But I could say that final season officially started a couple days ago, and I can already feel myself wanting to cry. But at this point, we came too far to back out now. I refuse to take any of these classes over again, especially like two of them. It's too much reading, so much note taking, takes so many hours out of the week. Last night, I finished the last two chapters of one of my courses. You want to know how long it took to read those two chapters and take notes? 6.5 hours. Yes, 6.5, 1/4 of the day. You know how much I could have done in that time? How much sleep I could have gotten in that time? How much food I could have eaten in that time? No, I decided to spend 6.5 hours reading and taking notes for this one class. Well, to be fair, I am a pretty slow reader. So if you have any tips on how to not be a slow reader, but still kind of retain the information that you read, please let me know. Cause I need to get up on that. But I'm just glad that I finished it. It's out the way and I don't have to worry about it anymore for the rest of the semester, the rest of this month. And I feel a lot better that I got it out of the way. But I did indeed have to stay up till 4:30 in the morning to get everything else done because I spent 6.5 hours reading that. But I'm just so glad it's done and I could just focus on studying for these exams and doing these projects. So we just gotta do what we gotta do. And I believe that it's in these stressful times that it's easy to fall back into old negative habits. Yeah, so kind of putting two and two together for you, I can feel myself slipping back into old bad habits. And one of them is self-doubt, which happens to be the topic of today's episode. So self-doubt is kind of like that lack of faith in yourself or that feeling of uncertainty in your abilities. You know, I started studying. There's a term for that for one of my courses. Self-efficacy. Ooh, look at that. Low self-efficacy is when you don't have confidence in your abilities to complete a task or complete a job. Look at me. Look at me applying what I'm learning to real life scenarios, to real life situations. Look at that. I need to start combining studying with recording these podcasts. Maybe it'll help me remember a lot of these things so I can pass these exams. But anyways, back to what I was saying. I argue that a little sprinkle, you know, a little dash of self-doubt in your life won't do you any harm. It kind of keeps you on your toes. It kind of forces you to take a moment to reflect on yourself and I don't know what you're thinking, your thoughts lately and how you've been doing. Like, why did I doubt myself in this scenario? What can I do to change it? Yada, yada, yada. So every once in a while, everybody experiences every once in a while. And that's normal. I feel like that's probably even healthy. However, when it becomes chronic, like to the point where you can't see anything good about yourself, you actually prevent yourself from doing a lot of things in your life because you genuinely just don't think that you can do it. Low self-efficacy, that's when it's not cute. And I really used to be at that point where I would just be so scared to try anything new or do that thing that I've been wanting to do for the longest time because I thought that I was going to fail miserably. And it was just at that point where I would stay in the exact same position in my life that I was in at that time. Yeah, and that was the position that I didn't even want to be in. You know, I wanted to improve. I wanted to do better. I wanted something different. And, you know, there's this TikTok that was like, I'm trying to remember exactly what it was saying, but it was like, if you want your life to be different, then you're gonna have to do something different. You know, it's kind of like, if you want to have a life you've never had before, like change completely, you are gonna have to change completely. You're gonna have to do the things that you've never done before in order to have the life that you've never had before. And hopefully that life is a better life, but you know what I mean. But and I was thinking, I want to get my life to a certain point, get my mindset to a certain point, get my routine to a certain point, but I was not doing the things that I've never done before in order to get to that point that I wanted to be at. Why? Because I was like, I can't do that. I doubt that I can do that. Or even, I don't want to do that. I'm terrible at that. I'm bad at that. Oh, that I'm terrible at that and I'm bad at that. Like, girl, what do you mean? Like, you're terrible at that, you're bad at that. You've never done it before. Obviously, you're going to be bad at it. It takes time, it takes practice to get better at it. So yes, first starting out, you're not gonna be the greatest. But I wanted to be at the point of the greatest without even trying or starting from zero and then working my way up. And I would complain about it too. Oh my gosh, dude. One of my biggest pet peeves is when someone complains about how their life sucks and they do absolutely nothing about it when they are actually capable of making their life less sucky. So it's pretty evident. There are a lot of things, there's a lot of factors that we are not in control of. So we can't do anything about that. And it's quite frankly not worth wasting our breath on. But there are also things that we are in control of that can, you know, make our lives, I don't know, less sucky. Like, you're tired in the mornings and you have to get up early. Why are you tired? Oh, because you spent like 2 hours last night scrolling through Instagram or scrolling through TikTok instead of, you know, having that night routine and going to sleep. Or you feel extremely sluggish, but all you've been eating all day was snacks, chips, and I was gonna say tacos. Why was I gonna say tacos? I think I'm craving tacos. Maybe I should get tacos. Yeah, anyways, but you've been eating, I don't know, chips and other snacks, pretzels and candy and stuff like that. Yeah, obviously you're gonna feel bad at the end of the day because you're not actually fueling your body with whole foods. I don't know, but those are the type of things that we're in control of, like our routine, like what we put in our mouths for the most part, because I know not everybody can even afford a bunch of groceries, because you know the prices are not okay. But these are the things that we're largely in control of, and if your life is not great because of the things that you're in control of that you choose to do nothing about, that's so annoying, and you complain about it. Like, you, at least if you're gonna complain about it, at least change. Like, complain while you're trying to change your life. That's even better. It's a good combination. Like, you, at that point, you kind of have a right to complain because changing habits is hard, but at least you're doing something about it. If you're doing nothing about it, get out of here. That's mad annoying. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? And But that used to be me. I was literally my own pet peeve. I would say that I don't like this about my life, or I'm constantly stressed because of this, or I don't have enough money for that, or I don't like this, I'm bored, or this and that and the other, I'm anxious because of that. And it was largely, not completely, not wholeheartedly, but largely due to the things that I had control over. However, I was afraid to change my ways because I didn't believe that I was capable of doing better. I didn't believe that I was capable of being better than who I was, or doing better than what I was doing. And, you know, I took a lot of time to work through those, but why are those feelings starting to come back? She's coming back kind of strong this time around. Let me tell you. Okay, so I'm in a music club at my school, and these kids, oh my gosh, they are super talented with a capital T. Most of them played instruments coming out of the womb, and they really know their stuff. But me, on the other hand, I'm kind of a late bloomer. I started getting into this stuff halfway through high school. And even then, the teachers really never actually taught us properly. So when I go there, I am always confused when they talk all that, you know, music theory lingo. So long story short, we're supposed to be playing at a school event in a couple days. Oof. And I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, actually, that's become part of my vocabulary at this point nowadays after joining this club. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm super confused. And I don't want to say rightfully so, because, you know, I could do more to try, like, I mean, I do ask questions, obviously, but there are times where I don't ask questions because they're like super into it. I'm like, I'm not ruining their flow. I could take the time outside of the club hours to, you know, kind of teach myself these things, but I don't know. There's a lot of moving pieces in my life, but I could at least do a little bit more. But either way, I feel like I would still be confused at that point, because I don't even think I would be able to teach myself. See, look at that. That's the self-doubt. I don't even think that I would be able to teach myself properly. Look at this. But I genuinely have no idea what's going on. And I voiced this to one of the members, and that person was like, oh, like, you're fully capable of learning this stuff, or something along those lines. And without any thought, I immediately responded, I doubt it. And I really had to pause for a second and think to myself, did I really just say that? Like, did I really just say that I doubt that I can finesse this music stuff? I mean, come on. I've been doing this for like 5 years, going on 5 years. We're almost at that 5-year mark. I've been doing this for almost 5 years, and I said that I doubt that I can actually learn the stuff. And it just rolled off of my tongue effortlessly. And that scares me. It really made me realize that I actually need to be more aware of what I say, especially about myself. And this was the first time that I genuinely was aware of me doubting myself, if that makes sense. Like, you know how you say things and you talk and you just say things about yourself, you say things about other people, but you're just not, like, you know you say it, but you're not aware of the weight behind your words, the gravity behind your words, the power of your words, like what you say, even though it may not necessarily affect you because you already have your predetermined thoughts and attitudes and behaviors and stuff like that about certain things about yourself in your head, other people can see you or see that person that you're talking about in a different light simply because of what you're saying. You may not think anything of it, but they might think a lot about it. They might take it more seriously than you do. That's what I'm trying to say. And It's not that I think that I'm slow or that I can't do it when it comes to this whole whatever music stuff. Because, like, I think that I can do it, but then why did I say out loud, I doubt it, or doubt that I could do that? You know, there's something going on there.
You really have to be careful what you say to and about yourself and about others, because the words that come out of your mouth, if they aren't cute, you're gonna end up not cute. And that's not a period. And I know that this example that I just gave is like a small example, may seem menial or whatever, but think about it. Like, how many times have you unconsciously, literally without thought, verbally, like out loud, doubted yourself? That I doubt, or that I can't do that, or that I'm not good enough. Each seemingly isolated incident adds up over time to the point where those phrases or those words and so many more just start rolling off of your tongue like it's nothing. So just start being more aware of what you say about yourself, especially around others. Like, write them down. Whip out a piece of paper, a piece of loose leaf, and a pen. And every time you verbally doubt yourself, why does that sound weird, verbally doubt yourself? You just write it down. And as it starts to add up, you'll actually be able to admit and accept that you are suffering from self-doubt. Why does it sound like that? But being more aware of what you're saying, it'll just make you realize, like how it made me realize, that I am just, I'm the one kind of holding myself back simply because I'm saying that thing. And the more you say that thing, the more you start to believe it. It's just like with studying. How do you study? For the most part, a lot of people, they read it, the material, over and over again till it becomes ingrained in their head, so that when people ask questions about it or they take the test and the material is not in front of them, they're able to, you know, recite that information to them because they've read it and they've maybe even said it, they've written it over and over and over again. And the same thing applies here. You keep telling yourself that over and over and over again, it's just gonna pop out. You're just gonna say it, and it's gonna start becoming who you are, because it's not like studying for a test, because that ends after a while. But those, the verbal self-doubt, that goes on for a minute. And you know, we all do that at some point in time, even me. Okay, I know that was a little intense with the whole taking out a piece of loose leaf and writing down when you verbally doubt yourself, but I don't know, it's just not fair to hold ourselves back from trying something or changing paths or whatever it may be, simply because we believe that we don't have the capability to do it, because we honestly do. The mind is a powerful thing, and just like how it could be used for negative, like the negative self-talk about yourself and how that actually plays out into your actions, it could be used for positive. If you start telling yourself that you can do it, you know, you'll actually be able to do it. You just gotta put that work in. And I don't know, that's the whole point of doing something new and different, to try it and actually get better at it. Because when you first start something, you're gonna start from ground zero. You're not gonna know everything about how to do it and how to finesse it and all that stuff. And I don't know, what better way to do anything in life than to do it scared, right? You just gotta go in with blind faith. Be a little Delulu. Where is that from? Oh yeah, I posted a video on my Instagram, and I don't know. Oh, it was like, yeah, I think my confidence comes from me being delusional. And somebody commented something like, there's nothing wrong with being a little Delulu. And I was like, I need to start using that. Gotta be a little Delulu or whatever. But honestly, that's the way to go these days, especially when you got a lot going on. It's best to just not overthink it, because overthinking can indeed lead to self-doubt. You just gotta be a little Delulu and go into it. But it's okay
to occasionally doubt yourself and your capabilities, but don't let that just stop you from the things that you want to do and you feel will actually change your life in the way that you want it to change. That's all. And honestly, I need to start taking my own advice. So yeah, I'm gonna end it here. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode, making it to the end, making it this far. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you as always. Feel free to hit me up on my socials at A Tall Girls Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and let me know if you've struggled with self-doubt or and how you handle it and stuff like that. You know, if you casually just wanna teach me some music theory, I'm down for that too. Let me know. Also leave me a review. Links for everything will be in the description. You're awesome, you're amazing, and you're capable. Yes, you need to start looking yourself in the mirror every single morning and say, I'm awesome, I'm amazing, I am capable. You do that for a couple weeks, girl, you're gonna become a different person. And that's on period. So I'll catch you in the next one. Good night and goodbye.